thank you all very much for coming. And thank you, Steve, for bringing me up. This is the second time I've gotten to do something with the Poetry Center, so I'm really happy to be back. And also thank you to Conrad and Tatiana for bringing us up for tomorrow as well, and for Saturday. There will also be one on Saturday. I'm going to read a few things from the most recent books and maybe some new stuff too, and we'll just see what happens. Let's see. All right, so I'm going to begin with, there's a series of poems in the new book called That Loud-Ass Colored Silence, and they oftentimes look sort of like that. So I really don't kind of know what I'm supposed to do, but I'm just going to read them. All right, so anyway, That Loud-Ass Colored Silence, protest. We are over round the world, around the walk in the we is what the wanted, unwanted don't want. We are overcome. We are over. We are over. We are come. Not free someday. Someday. Oh, deep in the hole. Deep in the hole. We are deep in the hole. I ain't what? We are deep in the. We are deep in the. We are over. We are all afraid. Walloped up into dream upended and marched into houndstooth of knit elbows or garden of a million clenched buds. The doubled vox redoubles into synced redoubt and sinks into that old silencing right. Shh! We are not free. We walk hand. We are halt. We are it. We are in. Ain't I an am? We are overcome. We are over. We are overcome. We shall deep. Oh, deep. Oh, deep. Oh, deep. Shh! I can't ain't. Shh! Hashtag Black Lives Stammer. We are. Hashtag Black Lives Stutter. We are. Bow wow, says the dog. Bow wow, says the dog. Bow wow, says the dog. Fireman points the water. What we want is to not be your what's unwanted, your what's or your un. We want what's what to be un-yours. We want you to want what you want to want. Shh, shh, shh. Night and day policemen work. Shh, shh. That old silence and right. Shh, shh, shh. Why won't you? Shh. That loud-ass colored silence. Moan. Not bad meaning bad, but bad meaning. The truth is slap your mama. Too bad for words. Bad meaning bad, but good meaning bad meaning good. Bad meaning good. Bad, but good. Your mouth wants to do some shit. Not bad. God body embodied, embedded up in it, imbibed to feel the spirits. God a body, God up in it. Good God, all the time. Sometimes I just wanna want it. Woman, man, landlord, Lord, up in it. But what you want is the want of it. You want it, so we got it. All right. So let's switch gears. Just a little. And so, I mean, one of the ways that Black folks have engaged mainstream culture is through the introduction of new dances, like songs with dances in them. So throughout the night, I'm gonna do some world premieres, poems that I haven't read anyplace else. I don't even know if these things work, we'll see. But they're all introductions to new dances, right? So this one's The Way, Way Down. Come on, everybody, got an easy to do. First you bend and the bottom player plays. Oh, baby, round and round like a high to the cat in the sand dab shack. Old Mr. Jones do the up and the down like a hound in a Detroit dog pound. And when you get good is all night long, on three, baby, listen to the record and the needle, and I know you can do it. Y'all are so quiet. Serious? Okay. That's all right. All right, so this is a Slack lecture on Negrotesque praxis. It's called The Old Bait and Swatch. Is there a stain off yo face yo dying to get on? I sure do, and boy, I've worried till. Crow's feet, bunny, and laugh. Lines try dropping yo G's, now soup coolers plump when you times a day. That just so, no officer, yes officer, look. Pucker yo peepers, yo stiff shadow shrinks to fit to be tied into the skin of yo teeth is to salve away in a canarying mine. And you is mighty white of lie, bold face. Thank you. So, like, a couple of weeks ago, there's this thing that happened in Charlottesville, maybe you heard about, maybe like 3 or 4 weeks ago. And being that I am a professional Negro, when stuff like that happens, people call and they're like, we need you to say some professional Negro shit about this thing that happened across the country. You certainly have an opinion on this as you are a professional Negro, and these things tend to be Negro problems. So this poem is called About Ghosts, after Charlottesville, but before it too, shit. They called me to speak on the problem and could do from my home, where my children's crayons and software are riots of color and murmurs everywhere. Sometimes my hours spent as days of spinning my head from years and eras, just all the time lined in tombstone rows. Look, I'd speak on the problem. I do. N and I had happened was, after getting off of misgiving it as ours in our home, and we nicked and dug at it that night, all the while reckoning us as spading at this ours, children, as places to lay fear to rest in. Till we know what we could do, and then kissed a little while. This looks like crying when your mouth is your skin. The problem, though, had our numbers, our children's good shoes are made of ashes. The pairs stay some everywhere they go, even when they haven't been, since it, the problem's what we must do. That's the problem, I said. I've been saying, like I should tote some sick hearts on my back a gurney, or my blood a soap for dirt over their shit made into ours. And said, that's why the nerves, the kind of what she say. But that's what I'm saying is, after this problem, we made love. And that's somebody's problem over there. We were at it. And as though magic, a slight tombstone slant to appear a ward, views obscured, thus when your standings to be prone. I say, must I speak on their problem? That when we're making love is it? The interviewer chew the detour of their invisible tongue, and they spit they'd spit too would be so clear. I stay thirsty so, yet I speak on a problem. Night after, my daughter clambers our bed for half the night after reading about ghosts. My son, though, slept, a babe under blades, fans spinning back to where it started and to where it started. And the animal upjump. Here we simple all of y'all with this spanking 1-2. Get like me, you gotta get like shoes on the floor or socks on the beat. When it break down, shake your head like Missy Brown from the hot side up like this with your hands together. Hot pepper, them ants, and you throw it to the west. Shake your music smooth and rough your tail feather. I got lots more where that once again. Do not disturb. The door is closed. There is a sign on my silence. Words are mercury. They are silver. They are liquid. I cannot capture a foggy night in a beach town, a night when the Pacific leans close like the face of a wet cliff. A preacher were called to the house of a suicide, a house of strangers where a child had discharged a rifle through the roof of her mouth and the top of her skull. It's heaven's will. See, in my mind, I smear the mucus from my nose on her breasts and drop ants into her two mouths. I fill up all her orifices. I'm very generous. I'm very generous. I'm very generous. And she calls me the divinity of mountains and streams, and I think of how it would be to piss on her. Ecce is Latin for behold, as in ecce homo. I've sought out the source for the unmodified titles of these poems, but could find no originary author. Throughout the poems, there are a number of references to stained glass making and coloring. Artisans add selenium, for example, to produce red glass. Stained glass making terms include rabbit, calm. I stuck a paintbrush in my eye and it sparkled like Jack Frost. Coloring book heroes appeared on my block, climbing out of windows, grasping the sills with the headprints, with wet handprints. And it was cold and the moon was a blue blur. I yelled that there were other histories, distinct possibilities that had not occurred to me before, and asked who it was that I had addressed. And it was cold and the moon was a blue blur and the air was silent as a leaf. You couldn't have foreseen how people in a story quietly talking among themselves about their lives or the weather might float away from their concerns into yours. There they are on the grounds of a vast estate at the edge of some northern sea. Lavish celebration. The great house burning with lights, the guests gathered on the lawn, indifferent, lost in the foundling, awakened sky, omnivorous for death. I'm hugging a priestly buzzard on dark blue winged levity over emerging mountain Kid Cosmos, Kid Cosmos, Kid Cosmos. Kid Cosmos, Jeep, great, silent, roaring, blinding eyeball, night thunder, wheeling air, disappearing chocolate, that sounds like a poem I might write. Disappearing chocolate. Big Thicket Pastoral, Jasper, Texas, 1998. Disappearing chocolate. To Big Thicket, a crack is a buckshot. To Big Thicket, crack is a stick broke. Crack, headlights staggering home. The road kills, buck, crack. To Big Thicket, we go, two sticks. Two stick bucks, hot drink, heads light staggering the road. Long the trees, long the creek, crack, stick broke. Light kills, we go, to Big Thicket, to home on a kill. Buckshot, crack, staggered by drink. Headlight to Big Thicket, buck on each pickup, staggering. What you looking at? The pickup, headlights, long the road, crack, buck broke, crack. The white stick, Big Thicket, long the trees, long the creek, drink, staggered, broke, white kill. The buck staggering home, crack, the trees pick up, we go on to Big Thicket. What you doing here, buck? Stick to home, crack, stick broke, huff, huff, go, white light, break the trees, break for home, long the road home, white's homing on, we huff, huff, go, buckshot, crack, 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 we go on, we disappearing chocolate, to Big Thicket, we go on to Big Thicket, long the huff creek, the rushes in the drink, the hot head white, what you think you are, the boot buck, huff, crack, huff, crack, huff, crack, is fist boost bone, crack, stick broke, buck, stick in the rushes, buck back in the rushes, put them back on, buck head in the rushes, what you think, in the rushes, put them back on, to Big Thicket, we go, to Huff Creek, head hot, we go, to head, staggering along the trees, the staggered creek head, the rushes crack, a stick broke, the trick breaks, the hot light, to Big Thicket, we go, to White Huff, to White Buckshot, to Long Road home, we go, to Big Thicket, to Huff Creek Road, of drunk pickups, roadkill, staggering bucks, hot drunk head, light rushes, Huff Creek Road, pickups, rushes, drunken, scratching, breaks, Huffy Road by drunken, scratching, wise, watchy, to Big Thicket, we go, crack, is a buckshot, crack, is fist moves bone, crack, the road kills, crack, a broke stick, long the staggered creek, it go on. I gotta clear my samples so I don't get Robin Thicked up in this piece. So I had some help from Michelle Owens, Artie Gold, Maude Meehan, Mark Jarman, and a piece from the North Creek Review, North Coast Review. I saw one of these, something on this table of contents. North Coast Review. Excellent. Oh, and there's another one. I'm gonna put all these back. Maybe later. Lawrence Robb. You know? So.
I don't personally let the alphabet tell me what the fuck to do. So if I put it back, like, I mean, I'm a poet. Words belong to me and shit. I put them the way I want to do. It's all about recombinating these things. So I'll put them back probably somewhere in there, and maybe there could be like a scavenger hunt or something like that later around that kind of thing. That could be fun. Scavenger hunt? Oh, did somebody say Easter egg hunt? Of course you did. I heard it. I've solved this problem for you all because I know it was something that was bothering you, but I'm going to explain that in just a minute. It's kind of connected to this whole idea of disappearing chocolate, disappearing chocolate, disappearing chocolate. Anyway, you know, there's been a big craze. Not recently. I mean, like, the attention to it has been recent, but it's one of those kind of long time, like, U.S. American pastimes of like law, like killing black people. And like, it's awesome that this underground sport has finally reached a point of media saturation so that now people can compete professionally in these kinds of, you know, international cop-like zones, competing against other countries who've had very oppressive policing regimes. It's time that the U.S. was number one in everything we can get involved in being number one in, especially if it involves bullets and stomping on people of color and poor people and queer people. So we're all here, like, here to celebrate this particular moment. And when I was working on this book, Buck Studies, some of the poems I was writing were connected to this old folk song, the Stagger Lee folk song, that involved one black dude shooting another black person, like, back in the day, right? Stagger Lee killed Billy Lyons over his hat right after, you know, the Civil War. So I guess, like, black people were like, shit, we've been getting killed all this other time. Now there's no slavery, so I guess we gotta do that ourselves more, right? So they did that. And I was writing a lot of poems about that. And then I started doing that years and years ago. And then all of this media saturation started taking place. And I began to think to myself, damn, I don't know if I want a bunch of poems that center around a dead black body. I just felt a way about that. Because I'm not even a gangster rapper, so I ain't even gonna get paid for it like I should. Like, now, you know, like, if I were a gangster rapper, I could get some money for that. True. I mean, like, Ice-T playing a police officer on TV is kind of, I mean, he's kind of just doing the same thing, except, you know, he did do Cop Killer, but that got bad. Anyway, so I decided that I would have to figure out some poems that I could write that wouldn't feature black suffering as a major component, which just completely stripped me of my toolkit. And so I began to think, who in, like, Western history has suffered more famously than anybody else? And it made me think about, remember that Mel Gibson torture porn movie, The Passion of the Christ? And I began to think about Jesus suffers a whole lot in that movie. And, like, you know, I've seen pictures, not actual photographs, but, you know, artist renditions of, you know, because they didn't have, like, Facebook live stream at that point. But, you know, he cut the shit beat out of him and killed. And I said, now, if I were to take that figure and juxtapose him with a figure from black folklore or black culture who would refuse suffering, who would that be? And I had to think about that, and I finally came to it. Bruh Rabbit, the trickster rabbit. Like, he would never suffer for anybody. Like, that was his whole thing. So I started writing these poems that were based on the 14 Stations of the Cross, the Passion Play, except Jesus wasn't in them. Bruh Rabbit took his place, right? So Bruh Rabbit is like the understudy for Jesus. And the benefit of that is, of course, it helps explain the whole Easter Bunny thing, because that didn't make sense before. Now we understand why we have an Easter Bunny, because at Easter, Bruh Rabbit was there. That's science, yo. I'm telling you. Like, okay, let's just take a quick, brief break. Like Easter Bunny, right? Bunny, right? Bunny, it rhymes with what? Money, right? Right? What's first letter money? M, right? Right? That's okay. That's the 14th letter of the alphabet, right? No, that's the 13th. My bad. Oh my God, that's even deeper. See, at first I was gonna say it's the 14th, and that connects to the 14 stations of the cross. But instead, it's the 13th, which is like Jesus and the 12 disciples put together. Right? Right? What's 1 + 3? 4, right? 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 What do rabbits eat? Roots, right? What's the square root of a rabbit? Of 4? 2, right? 2. What's the first syllable of Tupac's name? 2. Tupac. So we recognize that Tupac was at the sign of the cross. And that's why on the Don Caluminati Theory album, Machiavelli, what is Tupac on? A cross. Y'all got to stay woke, man. What the fuck? Anyway, this poem, I'm just going to read a couple of parts from this poem. It's called Ecce Caniculus. And because this is a deep and powerful, a long extended poem, I thought it only appropriate that it begins with a Latin epigraph. Ecce Caniculus. Airway quad olere, autem iced cray, autumn Asian stay, autem oscre, done aid play, per urbre abit re. For years I thought we creeded was crucified under conscious Pilate, under unconscious Pilate. Thus, who flew this whole thing wasn't woke. The stone rolled away and Christ rock. I'm gonna start in the middle. Bruh Rabbit meets sorrowful mother. Bruh Rabbit meets Mother Mary, who is filled with grief. Avoiding enrobed hoi polloi, pity pity pitters rabbit. Sup, says he at knee break sundry, a means of inquiry. He's not there, were you there? And the torments must go on, mustn't they? For the tremble, tremble, tremble. Thus walla sorrowers, the patibulum stalled on the thrashing room floor. The hraca canica still in scattered lay. Shrugs at something, the sly judge. Meh, bruh rat, bruh finds the tribute pennies he finds find their way down his dungaree. Lucky day! But before dry long so woe, pause his pause, the Mama Mary Pieta nigh. Ave, ma'am, why you weeping? Why you mourning? Her tears nickeled glass on the ave. Why, she cries, knowing. Eyes pride wide, she prays, groaning. Etc. Etche, itchy, sticky-fingered rabbit. A shine took Ray, the tears pockets them on yoink. They click a bit of ditty, boinging up the way of. Veronica, the face of. Veronica steps through the crowd to wipe the face of. Was she named she was for what she done? Was what she done named for who she was? For the former, they may saint her, cursive on a corpse, sorta. Towel defurled Veronica, how long she sits very quiet and still, as in calm, as in some all mills hallowed sun filter? How long till, oh, tremble, 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 and the big entrance, that lat true image, a holy Polaroid, she shake there to bear the Xerox of the one, come to hiss to a mess of selenium tint light stain? And if so, now that he ain't there, but there he is in his stead, unsteady understudy, not studying this play, fleet bit of lip clip caper cutter, no woe bow weighed down shoulder, no sweat to blot, no blood, tears even. What's she to do if she's only what'll do? Her blank hanky wan, lank and fumblesome wind, nun's likeness pressed to remember. Bruh Rabbit falls a second time. Bruh Rabbit falls a second time. I go down to be out, being in's praise ambition. I jump because to jump disses flight, since down's parcel to it, not its fail. Every angel is terrible at jumping. Every angel's partial also. I am a hole what lives in a hole. The backseat jam, boys and girls and his pie of cake. When the beat come, you get on like a waller to there it is down. The floor rug's been cut like you know what's in the middle just a little. On like Brother Sean when he showed it to me, the lights go on and maestro, the baton, do it till it's done. And to the ones in blue, show them what you said to the ones in brown. No, you don't fool a lime to a lemon. Now you right in the place. This next poem is called Pornography. Ah, yes. I heard that somebody wrote an exegesis on it. Is that you? Nice. Okay, so I have to like make this clear. I heard that and I said, I gotta read that. What's your name?
Alicia,
all right. So whatever you thought about it was right, and all I can probably do is mess it up. So I want you to just like know that you got it right. Pornography. Got to give it up? Could be being all up in it. let's all up in it. Train is a coming, oh yes. Train is a coming, oh yes. Safety words. Take it, 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 take it. Whose is this? Whose is this? Give it to me, 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 give. Livid Entertainment presents Pornography, The Comestad, Nut Turner, Toussaint Bend Overture, Harriet Butman, Madam B.J. Cocker, Martin Luther King Size Jr., Malcolm Triple X, for BDSM rough ebony monster cock interracial lovers. Love has nothing to do with it. Love has everything to do with it. You know you want it. Give it up. Slave asks master, what's my name? Master asks slave, what's my name? Whose is this? Whose is this? Slave. Master, can you take it? I can take it. All of it? Oh, yes. Do you want it? Do you want it? Enough. Not the safety word. What's the safety word? How much is much too much? How much is too much enough? Whose is this? Better get ya, give it up. Whose this is? Better get ya, oh. Thank you. Now, make that smart, like for me, because I don't know what the hell that is. All right, I appreciate that. All right, so I have like 4 minutes left before it is Tatiana's turn. So I'm going to do, yeah, I think I'll do some of this. That's all right. Thank you, I appreciate that. The permission, y'all telling me what to do. There's gonna come a day, you'll be sorry. Oh, anyway, all right, so I'm gonna do like a little brief piece from an opera I wrote. This is from Suction. Which is the story of this opera, and this was actually produced and set and everything, so I'm not doing the actual setting that Anne LeBaron, the brilliant Anne LeBaron, my composer, did, because I'm not as good as the sopranos doing extended voice techniques that she would have doing it. But it's the story of an abject housewife who has a cyber erotic transformation through the subversive usage of a vacuum cleaner. Suction. And parts of it are written in a half human, half vacuum cleaner language, because it has to be for representation's sake. Soap aria. I'm just gonna read like two pieces because I don't want to go over my time. Soap aria. Irona's life as a housewife has left her with only the television for company. Surfacing from a dull reverie, she assures herself that her domestic work is a kind of pilgrimage into a purity she needs. I like to watch. I like to wash. I watch to like to. I wash to like to. Shouldn't I? Mustn't I? Shouldn't I? Mustn't I? On to. I watch soaps and watch soap spots to watch how to wash without soap spots and watch dirt on the soaps while I soap up the dirt. Clean! Isn't it clean? Whoosh. 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 Should I? Must I? I like to watch dirt. I like to wash dirt. I watch to like dirt. I wash dirt to like to. On to. I watch dirt and wash dirt spots. And watch how to wash my dirty spots. And watch dirt on the soaps while I dirt up my spots. Filthy! Filthy! As I. Filthy! Shh. And the last scene, and then I'm gonna go. All right. I want to continue the illusion of democracy, so I'm gonna let y'all vote. It also allows me to abdicate responsibility on picking the one that's not a great ending, which is really the reason why I'm doing this. Do you wanna hear Rabbit Roomba Bot Roomba or Cleaning House? Everybody who wants Rabbit Roomba Bot, raise your hand. Oh, that's up there. Everybody who wants cleaning house? I'm just going to pretend y'all are like a predominantly black district. Ignore your votes. All right, Rabbit Roomba Bot Roomba. Irona considers the vacuum cleaner's transformative possibilities. In the background, Manny, her husband's voice drones over the answering machine.
Unit height 3.9 inches. Insertion length 7 inches. Head circumference is 4 inches. Middle 4.5 inches. Weight is 7.5 pounds. Noise 1.5 out of 10. Quiet at 60 decibels.
Waterproof?
No.
Cleaning time is 60 minutes. Speed is 0.2 yards per second.
Vibration speed's 25. Rotation speed's 25. Directions of rotations, 1.
Maximum power, 30 watts. Battery is rechargeable. Nickel. Metal. Hydride. Charges at 80 minutes.
Waterproof?
No.
Who comes with a built-in glyph detector? Filter type. Use HEPA filter. Dust capacity is 8 quarts. Auto quick stop. Lift the unit.
Unit comes with swirling beads. Material. Jelly.
Honey, how's the house clean? The vacuum? Cleaner house, honey? Have you clean yet?
Waterproof?
No.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, y'all.